ladies and gentlemen, for the 841st time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring the Black Hand of Mike, as well as his Junus.
What up, bitches?
Me, I am Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
Oh, just back at it one more game, Michael.
Man, it's nice out there today.
It's a beautiful day.
But fuck, I'm exhausted, man. Like, I want to enjoy the day, but I can't really enjoy it. I just want to lay down and go to sleep.
So you have destroyed yourself physically for the day?
Yeah. I can't stay up real late and then the next day function. It just doesn't work with me.
So you ruined yourself. You went to a wedding? Is that what I understand?
Yeah. Shout out to my homie AK and Erica. Congratulations on y'all nuptials. Also, shout out to Rickety Ship crew member Ace Money Honey. Yo, congratulations on your nuptials. Keep doing your thing out there on the west side. You know, spread love and spread us out there for everybody to listen to. This is wedding season, man, pretty much. You going to a wedding next week? I got a wedding right after that, you know?
I know, man. You're going to fucked up the whole cannabis festival for us. It's going to be just me up there this Saturday.
Yeah. Mason's going to be solo, y'all, so check him out up there.
I'm going to be handing out a few cards, saying a few things, and then getting the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, man. Yeah, this year, just only you up there this year.
It's going to be me solo, man. Got to be careful. I'm going to end up with some ratchet chick tied up in a basement.
Well, you're going to like it.
Are you going to be the one tied up or she the one tied up?
I'm not even sure.
He's probably going to be the one tied up. Girl, I do whatever you want, girl. Come on, baby.
That should be all that crazy.
It'll be all right.
If she fucking lit. Hold on, but I got to leave you here real quick. I'll be right back. Goddamn bitch, where you going?
Yeah, that is a problem. You can't leave somebody tied up.
Yeah, that usually means she ain't coming back.
She going to give him some caps. Here, eat these. Nah, I'll be back.
I feel like that episode of the Seinfeld where George got tied up.
Oh, it's not a me.
And she's like, you only got $20?
Yeah. Also, RIP OJ. He didn't do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, OJ died, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was wearing one glove at work.
Me too. I put on, I took a picture in front of a white Bronco with one glove on.
The glove couldn't fit, so, I couldn't get the glove on my head.
It makes me want a Bronco. I've been kind of wanting a Bronco, and what I want to do with my Bronco, I want to get a white Bronco, a new one, and I'm going to put...
What, did he die, a heart attack or something? Or just
cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer murder.
Just went out and told him that he was,
You think he should have admitted to it at the end?
I would have, if I knew I had, enough time to where I would die before I got the sentence, I would have been like, yeah, I killed the bitch.
I take it to the grave. He wrote a book about it. So, that's
That's what I'm saying. He already made his money on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, at this point, you can tell him the truth.
He didn't make his money, though, because the Goldman's got all that money.
Yeah.
And,
I would have really been, I would have really been like, yeah, I killed the bitch. Goldman's was a liar. Oh, y'all bought that book. Look at this glove, and I'd be wearing the glove. I'd be like, this bitch fits after all.
He kept it. Yeah, he kept everything.
He got it fucking framed.
This is the one that was from the set.
Yeah.
This is the non-bloody one from the set.
Fuck it. Yeah, I see that. It's like, oh shit, OJ died. But then you see it brought everybody's old emotions in the for this shit. Man, we was in a job joking. Me and Omis, we in this motherfucker laughing. Like, my homie goes, man, Mike, I walked in. He goes, RPOJ, he didn't do it. I said, man, that's a fucking t-shirt. I said, that right there is a fucking slogan right there. That's like fucking Man Barry. The bitch set me up.
Here, hold up. Let's listen. I want to play a little something here for you.
For the O.J. Simpson case, we're asked to fill out a 75-page jury questionnaire this week. In the entire state of California, only one person got a perfect score. Chow Ming Wu, who after the trial
plans
to attend Caltech. By the way, you can now purchase a bronze statue of the juice for only $3,395. And for an even $5,000, you can buy one that Al Cowlings has kissed the ass of.
Norm MacDonald. Shout out, Norm MacDonald.
O.J. Simpson's new fit.
it's funny. It makes me like think of Norm MacDonald more than OJ. Like yeah, I like Norm yeah. more than OJ.
He lost still?
Nah, he passed.
I thought he died too. Yeah.
But they fired him from SNL for continuing to tell OJ jokes. You know what I mean? And that makes me love him more because you stand in the face of like the corporation telling you no, you can't do this, and yet you continue to do it.
Yeah, and they put you on there anyway. So
well, they fired him eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yeah, but.
Yeah, but they like, get them in the ratings while they can get them ratings, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're going to milk the shit out of you.
I don't know, man. It's so much. So much with OJ. So much
the
there.
The slowest high-speed chase ever. Like, we was talking about how, man, motherfuckers had time to make posters, find out the Roddy was on the 5.
Get in front of
him. Yeah, that's true. The shit over the bridge, you
that's
know.
That's true.
We love OJ.
Yeah. The juice is loose. But stay loose, juice.
But they ain't put no road spikes out or anything. I mean, he's driving slow enough. To
yeah,
where
they just let him ride.
Yeah. Shut down all that fucking traffic. Imagine being the motherfucker that you trying like, to get home.
Almost
got caught up in that bullshit. You mad as shit with that motherfucker.
Nah, you know what would have been cool is if he had Grand Theft Auto'd it and gone and drove up a hill somewhere in that four-wheel drive and just drove
off. Oh, yeah, if he actually drove that Bronco like a Bronco.
He just
yeah.
hit the woods and was gone.
Because OJ back then, he still had some speed on him at that time. He could have ran.
He could shake him.
Yeah. He could have ran.
I don't know, man. Just because he could chop people's heads off doesn't mean he could run.
I mean, he probably had some. He probably had a good.
Cause you know,
he had a good maybe 340 dashes in him. He had a good.
You think he had 340 yard dashes?
Yep, he had three of them in him.
He wasn't putting them together though.
Nah, it would have been a good.
He'd have made it about 40 yards.
He would have got a good 40 yards on him, and then you know he had to do something, and then have another good 40.
No, that 40 yards was the distance between the AC window unit that he ran into at Cato's window and where he had the van parked. I mean, the Bronco parked.
He was fast enough to do all that. That's them 40 dashes. He got the 40s in him. He probably used the 40s during the murder, but he had the 40s in him. But he's innocent.
I think that the action of killing those two probably counts as one of the 40-yard dashes, if not two of the three.
Okay, we can cancel it out yeah, because you got to be quick to do both of them.
But you got an adrenaline jump. It's bound to spike if you're murdering somebody.
Yeah.
So if you murder two back-to-back, you know what I mean?
You got some good juice flowing through you then.
The juice is definitely loose.
The juice was loose
at that point.
Yeah, yeah. But again, this is all speculation, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know.
No sources on that.
Man, we ain't got sources on this.
I trust that OJ did it more than I trust your sources, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume he did.
Yeah.
And that's not even to say anything like disparaging about the
that's
the legal
fucking
system.
Brilliant though, really. Like if you do kill a motherfucker and put the wrong size glove down here. Like that's just not mine, bro.
Hey, I can't fit that glove.
The O.J. Simpson murder concept, where like you kill someone and you leave behind evidence that does not fit you.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, it wasn't mine.
And it works.
They're like, we found a size 6 shoe. Well,
That motherfucker, I got a 15,
I'm
so 10 I don't
and
know.
A half. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I had no idea where that footprint came from.
That wasn't me.
Somebody got some baby feet out
like
there.
Like, you're going to put on little tiny shoes underneath your shoes and walk around in them so that you leave footprints behind that are little tiny feet. That's crazy.
I mean, hell.
That's the O.J. School of Murder, though.
I'm about to say that. That's a class. Like, you know that show, How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
You got the O.J. School of Murder 101.
Wouldn't that have been funny?
O.J. 101.
If they made that show, How to Get Away with Murder, and instead of some lady, it was like
O.J.
It was an ex-running back in the NFL.
Yeah, now that would have worked. We got your teacher is Orenthal?
Yes, Orenthal. Mr. Orenthal?
Mr. Orenthal?
Mr. Orenthal, if you were to say have on gloves and get one bloody, would the blood make the glove shrink?
Well, what you have to do is you have to have an extra pair. It has to be a size smaller.
See, now, fortunately, I was sponsored by Isotoner.
Yeah,
so
there
I had
you
a
go.
Whole bunch of Isotoner gloves, and I could just leave some little ones behind that didn't fit no more.
You know, I outgrew those.
That's my plan. I'm going to hang a single Isotoner glove off the trailer hitch on my Bronco when I buy an OJ Bronco.
Oh, there you
buy
go.
Me a fucking you Bronco. Know, OJ
I'm surprised
that shit up.
Nobody's done that. That's an actual lane too.
Oh my god, dude!
A
I got
fucking
the plans,
glove though. To hang off the back, like you know how they do the blue balls.
Well, you know how they have like the fake
truck nuts. Yeah,
they've got the fake like person, like somebody around here rides around with a Macaulay Culkin screaming in the back window.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get an OJ peeking around the corner with two hands and OJ eyes on top of his head. And I want one gloved hand and one non-gloved hand. And I'm going to have the glove hanging up the trailer yeah, the other.
That'd be nice.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. I'm going to get on the license plate. N-O-O-O-O space J.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's when I get good money. Like, if I ever get good money in my life, like real, like, you know, fuck you money.
Yeah.
I would get an OJ Bronco.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And
fuck
I'd OJ
money.
It up.
That's the shit right there.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck it, that fuck you money, do whatever the fuck you want. And the things that go in my head if I had fuck you money. I'd definitely tell a couple people fuck you off the bat just because it keep on going. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I try to think what would be the most ignorant shit I'd do with fuck you money. I don't even know if I'd do anything ignorant. I definitely would do something. I just don't know off the top of my head.
You'd do something, at least one thing ignorant.
It would take some time to formulate which case. Can we chill out?
You'd definitely do one thing.
Yeah, I know.
We always do one thing.
Everybody's going to do one thing ignorant, but to be like, to think of it, it's hard to conceptualize when I don't have it.
Yeah, I think I would end up doing it and not realizing how bad or stupid it was until it was already done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the OJ Bronco would be a functional, usable thing.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't be ruining the resale value.
No, I'm saying, I'd definitely get an old school whip, you know what I mean?
See, but I'm buying a new Bronco. I don't want the 90s one that OJ drove. I'll buy the new one.
I'd get a white two-door new one. Give me the classic Orenthal Bronco. Give me that motherfucker right there. And I probably put a fucking simple orange juice joint on the side. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The simple orange juice.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you know, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. What's that joint? IK, whatever. Or IKYIK. That's what would be on the license plate. A white Bronco with simply orange juice on the side with that fucking the text, if you know, you know, or for the license plate.
Yep. OJ.
Yeah, I gotta give the man credit. He did good in, what was it, Naked Gun?
Hey,
third,
look at,
third and a half, third,
OJ, third and a quarter, third, third and a half.
Look at, OJ did better than Puffy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
OJ done got away with it pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, Puffy, yeah. Puffy still gotta go through his shit, whatever
Puffy's
the fuck
fucking
he
up.
Going through.
Puffy fucking up.
Puffy ain't got no choice but to go through his shit now. Gotta ride it out, see what the fuck happens.
All that stuff is so nuts, dude. Like, I saw some fucking, man, there's so much creepy shit out there. Like, I saw, somebody put out an Amanda Bynes clip. Like 20 seconds here, 5 seconds here, her doing shit. And I was like, yo, this is fucked up.
Bro, I'm telling you, 2024 is exposing a lot of motherfuckers.
It's like Kat said. All debts will be paid.
Yep. And the crazy part is, it started off with that shit. Once Kat started letting shit out the bag on Shay Shay or whatever, then fucking everything else started snowballing right after the Kat effect.
Well, because I still think, I agree with the OG Bobby Knot Johnson when he says that he thinks that it's the Danny Masterson effect that's really what's going on. That they locked up Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
They tried to kill him. He survived. They jumped. It made it. They'd say, oh, he just got jumped. We'll put him in his minimum security. But what happened was they tried to kill him. Motherfucker come in with a shank. And he was all like, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And somebody came in and helped him. And then they put him in fucking protective custody. And then he started snitching on everybody.
All the motherfuckers. Everybody, like I said, they all need to burn in hell. Every last one of them. Get them all.
Get them all. Get them all, Mike says. Hell yeah, I hope they die.
Yeah,
and I hope they burn in hell.
Like,
hell
shit.
Yeah, I think they should die.
Fuck yeah. Oh, man. Hold on. Let me get my shit together.
Yeah. Calm down, Mike.
Well, that was a good one right there. I need that one. Man. Fucking. Oh, what was it? It was me and my homies. We was talking about ice cream trucks. I don't know. I don't think y'all ever had ice cream trucks? Like, they come through a neighborhood?
My cousin did. I stayed there for like a week or something when I was like 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one time there was an ice cream truck for
like,
a couple
man,
days.
They had this.
That was it.
They don't have them out here.
I was either far too country or far too ghetto.
Gotcha.
But they had them out here, but I don't ever remember them coming in Warrington Lakes.
Warrington Lakes, they would have made a killing in Warrington Lakes.
They would have cleaned ass in Warrington Lakes. But I think I remember them up by like where you lived up there by the ocean.
They came through there a couple times, but it wasn't like how it was when I lived up.
Tell me about why. Why are you talking ice cream?
Well, they had a meme and like, you know, all the old school ice creams that were on the truck, you know what I mean? It took me back because I'm like, yo, I remember all these motherfuckers on the side of the truck. And they're like, yo, which one was your go-to? And I was talking to the cats at work, and I'm like, you know, some of them had ice cream trucks, some of them didn't. I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot they didn't have ice cream trucks out here in the country.
Well, we had ice cream at, like, Friday at school.
Yeah.
You could go get an ice cream joint out of the ice cream thing at school, and it was the same kind of ice cream.
See, that
like
was the
thing. Mickey Mouse bars or the chocolate eclair or the strawberry eclair.
Yeah. See, they had when I moved out here, you could get them every day where I was at in Fairfax. Like, that was, like, an option.
Which yeah, man, that was Fairfax, lunch. Bitch. Just some baller-ass shit back. Like, y'all got money up there.
But see, that's just it. I didn't understand the difference until I came out here and lived out here. When I noticed the big difference with shit that they had versus what y'all had, I'm like,
they going
to
get out here. We getting a half gallon of Food Lion vanilla, putting it in a cone.
Yeah,
and being like, look, here you go.
The ice cream in the bucket, the big ass fucking Neapolitan in the fucking goddamn with 3 gallon bucket,
clear plastic bucket.
Oh man, we used to fuck that. That stayed in the deep freezer, yo. You know what I mean? Like that shit lasted forever. I don't even think they make that anymore.
Not the big tub, I don't think.
No, I can't. I don't think so.
We're in a different kind of world now, guys.
We was talking about how shit had changed.
I've been trying to not talk about how shit changed. Like, you know how World War III started the other day? Let's just go ahead and go back to ice cream. Tell me more about ice cream, Mike.
But now, like, I remember the ice cream truck was a big deal. Like, you knew what time was coming because the ice cream truck usually always came, like, right after dinner. Yeah, after dinner, you're sitting there. We would sit out on the stoop. And we was just chilling, and then you hear him coming. You hear him in the neighborhood, or you know, right next door to us, then you know he's coming your way next. You know, you get your change, all the kids meet up at the one spot. You pick your motherfucking shit. My joint was always the wrestling bar, because it was like this, it was like a cookie coated with a chocolate back. It was cookie coated with the wrestlers on the front printed on there. I don't know what it was, but there was that cookie ice cream part that was just banging on that bitch, man. Then they stopped selling it. Then I went to Bubblegum Bill because he had bubblegum nose. And you could chew the gum after you ate the ice cream.
So you would hear the ice cream truck down the street. You'd be like, hey, is that the ice cream truck?
Yeah, it's coming. It's already here. Like, we know what we're doing. We knew where we're going. Because, man, like, when I would get to fighting, I knew that if I wanted to beat somebody's ass, I'd get them in the ice cream truck. Nobody ever missed the ice cream truck. So I'm like, all right, if I'm going to fight you, I'm going to get you there.
Jesus, Mike. You were attacking people at the ice cream truck?
I had
when the R. Kelly joint was playing in the background, you were smacking dudes upside the head?
Probably. Because, like, this one dude, I'll never forget this one time. This one cat, man, I had a best friend, and he was a little slow. You know, he was touched. You know, like, he wasn't right in the head.
He was actually not right in the head.
Yeah.
He wasn't just dumb
slow. Nah.
He was, like, literally.
He had some issues.
He had a mental problem.
Yeah. And motherfuckers used to pick on him. But
legally.
This
like dude, on his license plate, it said,
How fucked up.
This dude used to pick on him all the time. And one day, he invited us to his house. We're at this dude's house. Now, Javi, this dude's 4 grades above us. So he was 8th grader. We're 4th graders, right? My man's got on brand new clothes. His mom bought him brand new fucking clothes. Told him not to fuck the clothes up because he's going to get his ass beat. I'm telling him, like, yo, man, before we go outside, play, change your fucking clothes. I'll never forget this shit. He didn't change his clothes. Dude, fucking, like, we're at the house.
8th grader, push him down.
Had a fucking hose, and I mean, just doused him in fucking just water and rolled him around the grass. He's crying. I know he's gonna get his ass beat. I said, don't worry about it. I'm gonna take care of this motherfucker later on. You know what I mean? Dude's like, you ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. I'm like, man, you don't know me, motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you up. The ice cream truck came, and I'm like, man, this is an 8th grader. I'm like, I gotta have my punches gotta be harder than his. So I went home and got all my fucking change and just carried him in my fucking fist like this the whole fucking time.
You change fisted him.
Yes. And I walked down to the fucking ice cream truck, and he was there. And, man, I lit that motherfucker up, man.
You just blindsided him?
Nah, hell no.
Or
I
did
never
you say, go on, throw your hands up, punk ass. I'm going to beat your ass.
He already knew it was on site when I saw him. Like, that's how I was when I was little. I let motherfuckers know I'm coming for you. And motherfuckers are like, oh, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like Michael Myers. You see me at nighttime, and I'm at the corner of your building looking at you. You know what I mean? Like, I would get you regardless. It was like you could run all day long. But you're going to get tired and you're going to slip up. And guess what? I'm going to be right fucking there when you slip the fuck up. It's going to be me in the shadows looking at you. And you're like, holy shit, this motherfucker's here. You know what I mean? That's just how I always was. Like, this one dude, when we came out here, we moved out here. Now, this happened. Yeah, this happened after I started driving. My sister, this dude fucking hit her.
Like he punched her.
He shot her with, you know, the rubber bullets. One of them fucking the paper bullets.
You mean he had a paper and a rubber band, and he pulled the rubber band back and shot her with the paper?
She had a fucking big ass whip on her neck, and I'm like,
all right.
What the fuck? She goes, dude did this. She said, I got you. Don't worry. Fuck, got in my car. I'm driving around. I'm like, okay. I saw this motherfucker get off the bus. Shit. Hit that motherfucker, man. Shit, that motherfucker flew up into the bushes, kept on driving. Fucking come back around to him. He laid up in the bushes screaming, ah!
Wait, so you hit him with your car?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. This motherfucker's like, ah! He's screaming in the bushes and shit. Hey, don't ever do shit to my sister, motherfucker. I'm letting you know. This is what happens to you. You know what I mean?
You like Tony Soprano.
Like this one dude, I was sick one day. I'm laying in the house with the flu, yo. I got the flu. My sister come home crying. What happened to you? This other dude had hit her. I said, all right. And this motherfucker lived four or five houses up from us, right?
So you was close.
Yeah, so I said, all right.
And I'm gonna go knock on the door.
That's exactly what I did. I put my robe on.
He put his robe on.
I went up to the house.
I'm going
to
whoop your ass in my robe.
I went up to the house. I fucking rung the doorbell. And this motherfucker opened the door up. Bow! Blasted him as soon as he opened the door. And then I walked in the house and told him, don't ever put your hands on my sister. His mama's sitting on the couch. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, he put his hands on my sister. So he had to learn a lesson from this shit. This is his lesson. And I walked out the house and went fucking home. You know what I mean? That's just how I was with shit, man. Like, before kids, I did not give a fuck, yo.
Mike was like, go on, lock me up. I don't give a fuck.
No, I didn't care at all. Didn't
think I'm worried about that?
Didn't give a shit. Like, fucking, even with me and my dad was beefing.
Mike would be in jail right now talking about my name, Michelle Obama.
Nah, I'll probably be Big Mama. Like, you gonna get this dick. I'm here for life. You gonna get this dick.
Yo, watch out. I'll put this to you. Who won't see this mask? You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, like, I knew I couldn't be fast as other people.
So you had to beat him to the punch.
Exactly. I had to know when to get him.
I'm gonna hit you harder first.
Yeah, and you had to be smarter than motherfuckers. Like, The Art of War, before I even read it, I was already doing the shit. Like, these two cats, they drug me through dog shit one time. And I'll never forget that shit. I was like, but they're older than me, and they were both stronger than me. And I was like, I could beat them one-on-one, but they're always together. But when the ice cream truck came, I knew they weren't. So I'm like, I can get the first one. As soon as I heard the ice cream truck, I ran down to the first complex to beat the one's ass.
I don't even know what to call this. You know, like, I'm going to find you with the ice cream truck. Like, it's not ghetto.
But it's smart tactics.
It's a good tactic.
You know what I mean?
For like an 8-year-old or a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
I already knew all this shit.
When there's an ice cream truck, because like, bro. He goes, what you do is you let the motherfucker buy his ice cream, and then you whoop his ass so then he can eat his melty ice cream after you
beat
his ass.
No, I beat their ass and take the money.
Oh, you took his ice cream,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I had ice cream money because I would fuck them up. Like, I don't spend my money. You made me mad, and I beat your ass. I took your money and bought my ice cream with your shit.
So you would beat their ass before the ice cream man got there?
Yeah.
Or would you beat him up and the ice cream man be watching, and then you'd take the money from him and buy yourself some ice cream?
The one dude that I had the nickels in my fist with, the ice cream man sat right there because all the kids were around the truck watching the fight happen.
Dude, this makes me want to be an ice cream man. Like, I'm going to watch the kids fight and then sell them ice cream.
The dude literally sat there and watched the fight happen because it was around his this truck. Like, all the kids are surrounded this truck watching me fight this guy. You know what I mean? And they fucking, I bought ice cream. Like, I bought ice cream for everybody who I could buy ice cream because I had a handful of nickels and shit. So I'm like, here, whatever gets me ice cream, give it to the kids. You know what I mean? Like, I got my ice cream, get the rest of them. Bought a bunch of poppers and shit, you know, with the paper poppers you throw on the ground. We had a blast, yo. I used to do that shit, man.
Jesus, I was bad, yo.
Like, my mom...
You like Robin of the Hood.
Yeah, pretty much. My mom, she was like, you know, she always talks about how she never had a problem with me with school, but the main thing I always did was I was always stealing shit and I was fighting all the fucking time until I came out here.
Well, but you were probably fighting because you were big and kids were picking on you because they thought they had to bully you.
They were. And then my uncles...
And then you was fucking them up because they weren't big enough to be fucking bullying
it was my uncles that fucking made me realize some shit because I think I was moving something with them and I picked up something and I'm walking around with shit and I'm a fucking little kid. Well, you know, big ass little kid. And I'm moving this shit and my uncles are like...
You are young.
Yeah.
You are a big ass young little motherfucker.
So my uncles, you know, because my dad would tell them that, you know, I come home and I'd be crying about somebody picking on me or some shit. My uncle's like, look, boy, I don't think you realize how fucking strong you actually are. My uncles just tell me...
Ain't no excuse for you to be getting picked on.
They said, when you land one of these motherfuckers, he said, look at your hands. When you land one of them on somebody, it's going to hurt. And I'm like, okay. And that day I got drugged through dog shit, that was the tipping point of me fucking people up was right there. It just clicked on me. I was like, you know, I ain't doing this shit no more. I'm going to just fuck these cats up. How am I going to fuck them up, though? And I had to sit there and think, like, I can't get both of them, but I can get them both individually. Yeah, because one lives down there and the one lives there. The ice cream truck comes
in. They go to
this
different
time.
Ice cream stops.
Yeah.
They live so far apart that they go to one ice cream.
I can run down and get one and then run back up and catch the other motherfucker before the truck gets to him. Because I'm going to skip my stop and just keep fucking going down and just wait for him to come out. And then get his ass. And then that just kept happening. Like, I'll never forget this one kid. His mom was a racist bitch. Oh, and she chased me down. She chased me down in a fucking Chevy Broham, yo. Like...
Cadillac.
Yeah. So she fucking... We was at the bus stop. We got off the bus, and her son was talking shit. And I was like, man, I'm about to smack the piss out of you. And his mom gets out the car. You're not going to fucking do shit. And I said, bitch, I smacked the shit out of you. And fucking she said, you ain't going to do nothing. I said, man, fuck you. This bitch got in her car, drove that motherfucker up on the sidewalk, and bro, you talking about a fat motherfucker running? Yeah, I was getting it, yeah. I mean, I'm fucking hauling ass. I look back, and this bitch is on me, yo. I'm like, fuck. So I cut, right? And I'm running through the grass, because I'm like, man, I'm going to cut. I got to get to the apartment before she catches me, because I'm like, I don't know what this crazy bitch going to do. She done drove this motherfucking car on the sidewalk to hit me. I'm a kid, you know what I mean? So man, I'm fucking hauling ass. I fucking jumped the hill while I'm in the air. I look across. This bitch just jumped over the speed bump. And like, we're both in the air at the same time. I'm like, what the fuck? So man, I fucking get to the apartment real quick. I'm knocking on the door like, yo, Sam, let me in. She goes, what the fuck's wrong? I said, this crazy bitch is chasing me.
You're like, Smokey, mama.
Yeah, so my brother's girlfriend at the time was at the house. Now, she had just given birth to my nephew. You know what I mean? My nephew's only like 3 months old at the time. And fucking, this lady comes to the door and she is going to fuck off on shit. She's like, your motherfucking little goddamn nephew, whatever the fuck he is, da 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 da. And my brother's girl's like, look, man, you need to calm the fuck down. My son's asleep right now. And if you don't calm down, I'm going to fuck you up. And she was like, nah, fuck you. I want him. She's like, no. First of all, he's a child. You're a grown woman. I'm a grown woman. I'll beat your ass, right? So this lady goes on about her business. I go downstairs. I'm outside on the stoop. I'm sitting on the fucking stoop. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. Her son comes down there. And he starts talking shit to me. I'm like, but what the fuck do you want, bro? Like, we don't get along. I don't like you. He took a dog leash and the metal part of the dog leash that locks onto the collar. This motherfucker hauls off and hits me with that bitch. Bow. I was like, what the fuck? So I take off after this son of a bitch, right? He runs. He makes it to his apartment before I can catch him. So now he's on the balcony. Now him and his mom are both standing up there talking shit to me. I said, that's all right, don't worry. I'm gonna catch your ass. Don't guarantee I'm going to get you, motherfucker. She's like, you ain't touching my child. I said, man, fuck you. She's like, no, fuck you, you little nigga. I said, okay, okay. You gonna get hurt really bad because of your mama now, boy. So fucking, sure as shit, ice cream truck come through. Fuck it, this motherfucker.
How many fights you have in an ice cream truck?
A lot.
You can't even number it.
Yeah,
it was. That's when it goes down, because that's when you know where you're going to be at.
No, I mean, like, the logic consistency factor is, is through the roof. Like, so, I will see you at the ice cream truck, bitch.
I knew what was going to happen. See, he's new to the neighborhood, so he didn't know that this is how the shit happens with
this me. This is how Mike gets down.
Yeah.
Oh, you new in the neighborhood and you beefing with Mike? Oh, he going to catch you at the ice cream truck.
Yeah, you don't come out here and get your ice cream.
You won't want no ice cream.
Nah, you don't want that. But kids want the ice cream.
You protein bars and going for a jog and shit. You might be all right.
So this motherfucker comes out of his house. Now, have you? I knew he had a dent in his chest. That was the one thing that he had told people when he moved there. He had a big dent in his chest, like his chest was caved in. You know what I mean?
So he punched up on him in his chest?
I gorilla punched the shit out of him once I got him on the ground. Like, I fucking just speared him. He, as soon as he came down the apartment, I was already running up the sidewalk, man. And fucking, as soon as he came off his steps, I Goldberg his ass. Boom! Had him on the ground, man. I'm ground and pounding him, right? His mom is on the balcony looking down, and she's screaming, like, ah, stop, 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 you gonna kill him, you gonna kill him. Yeah, I know, that's the plan, bitch. Fucking... And she's looking at me, right? And she's just going off. I said, I got something for her ass. I lifted up his shirt, put it over his head. His dent's right there. I just, like a gorilla on top of his motherfucker. He started seizing this shit. I got him and walked the fuck away. And bitch, you deal with that shit. That shit, because your son's stupid as fucking fuck, hit me with a dog leash. And then you want to be in there and call me a nigga. I'm going to teach you some shit with your boy. I can fuck him up, but I can't fuck you up. You too old for me to fuck up, but I got somebody that can fuck you up if you come test me. You know how that's going to roll.
Oh, Jesus.
That's how I grew up, though. I was always in some kind of fight, man. Always. And then, mom, I get out here and I damn near kill my cousin. My grandma said, you know, you got to calm down. That's when I started doing coaches for the Special Olympics and shit. And, yeah, I got my attitude in check.
So you realized, like, at that point, all right, I'm big enough, I'm going to kill somebody.
So oh, maybe, I already knew I
maybe
could.
Maybe I need to not do
that. Well, I didn't know that I had to learn to really control it. Because when I laid my cousin out, it was like, motherfucker, you knew you was going to get laid the fuck out. But I didn't know that this motherfucker was going to stop breathing.
Like, you didn't hold back and you almost killed your cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I got my ass beat by my grandma sent to school that same fucking day. Like, I got beat before I got put on the bus. You know what I mean? Like, literally, the bus is pulling up. I done damn near killed him and got my ass beat. And the bus is waiting on me to get my crying ass on it. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandma done beat me, and I thought I done killed my cousin. So I'm like, now I got to deal with my uncles and everybody else because I done killed this motherfucker because he wouldn't listen.
So you maintain this was your cousin's fault that he almost died at your hands?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. To this day.
Okay.
Yeah, here you go.
Is your cousin a member of the Rickety Ship Crew?
Not yet. I've been trying to turn him on to
so
it.
So you still talk to him?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you almost killed him and y'all cool?
Yeah, we tight in the motherfucker, man. That's family right there. You could damn near almost kill family and still be good.
No, that's the truth, man. You remember Brandon from down Roanoke?
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned on the cat podcast a few times. Like, it was funny because, like, I'm very good friends with him and his brother. Like, they're like family to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. If they call me, it was like, I need help. I'd be like, all right, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, I would drive 3 hours to help those fools.
Yeah.
Because I know that if they called and asked for help, it was real.
It's real. Yeah. They really so need that my help. Need help with. Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, I've known him since, like, my junior year of high school.
Gotcha.
And so, at some point in our 20s, they would always go on vacation once a year to Idaho or Oklahoma or Montana or some shit. I can't remember where they went. But they went to go visit family out there.
So. I'm about to say, there's a lot of white people out there.
Right.
So, yeah.
So they went and visited family out there.
What are you doing out there?
And one year, Brandon and his brother Nick got into like a knockdown, drag-out fist fight. Like, nobody around to pull them apart.
Yeah.
Just the two of them. And they beat on each other for fucking 5 or 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like a movie fight.
So. Yeah.
And like... You know, I'll refrain from saying who got the best of who or whatever. That don't really matter.
Yeah.
But, like, it was one of those things where, like, you look like you've been in a fight, like you've been in a fight in a movie where you got, like, bloody eyes, blood coming all over your face.
Yeah, like, you got into it.
Fucking destroyed. You know what I mean? And it was really funny to me because I know these two dudes well enough that they're like family to me, so I hear both their sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hear the one that lost. I hear the one that won. I hear them, like, explaining how they're, like, processing the win and the loss and all this kind of shit. Like, I mean, it was a very interesting thing to hear about because, like, let's just say I never had the knockdown drag out with my sibling that maybe I should have had at some point.
But their bond is tight.
Yeah. Their bond is intensely tight.
Yeah.
Like, they'll kill for each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And, like I appreciate that.
Me and my sister, we had a knockout drag out one, and my dad let it happen. My dad was like, look, no.
He sounds to me like your dad instigated a lot of shit.
Nah, my dad knew this was coming.
Or he just didn't stop a lot of shit.
He didn't stop what happened this go-round. Like, usually he stops shit because my mom would go off like, but when I would fight, my dad didn't give a fuck. My mom always acted like a fool with it, but my dad would be like, all right, I got it. He closed the door. How'd you do, boy?
See, because your dad had faith that you would be okay.
Yeah.
But your mom thought you might kill somebody. And that's the difference, which were probably true.
I didn't think about my mom's side at the time.
Right, I see your mother's
side.
You know
what I mean?
Like, my son is going to go out and hit someone 78 times and kill them.
Yeah.
And go to jail for the rest of his life.
See,
because my stupid-ass husband couldn't be like, hey, boy, why don't you chill out and not go beat that boy ass?
Yeah. My dad was always like, how'd it go? Hey, yeah,
you fucked somebody up.
Yeah, and then I tell him, what happened. He would get hyped when it, like, the more he was hyped, I'm like, oh, shit. My dad's like, all right.
You were bonding with your father about beating people's ass.
Because, see, my dad would do that
not healthy,
work.
Ladies and gentlemen. That qualifies as not healthy.
At the ice cream joint. At the ice cream joint.
Because, see, my dad, he got...
He was just trying to get a cone.
This motherfucker wanted a Nutty Buddy, and Mike done took his teeth out.
And took the money to buy my own shit.
My Nutty Buddy, bitch.
But fucking, like, my sister, we would argue all the time. Like, my sister, she would lie on me, and I would get my ass beat. Like, this heifer could fucking cry, like, on cue.
You calling your sister a heifer on
phone? You fucking right. I called to her face. Fuck that shit. No. One time, I kicked you out, man. We was in the house. This bitch goes like this. She goes and starts crying. I'm next to her. And fucking my mom turns around and whips the shit out of me. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. This fucking heifer right here is, I know, it's not me. It's not fucking me. Then one day, I don't know what happened, but this bitch grew Wolverine claws out of nowhere one night and fucking sliced my whole fucking arm all the way down, right?
That's some bullshit.
I turned around, punched her in the fucking forehead. My mom saw me punch her in the forehead and proceeds to beat the shit out of me. My arm is bleeding because she done clawed my whole fucking arm from his shoulder to fucking elbow. I'm like, look, she did this to me. I'm getting beat, but this is what she did before I punched her. She ain't get her ass whipped that day. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all ain't whipping her ass for fucking me up. So, we moved out here, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but me and her got into it bad.
That's because you could take it, Mike. You know why people give people a harder time? Some of us can take it.
This is what I had to learn with her. So, the shit happened. She did something, and it pissed me off, and we got to fighting. And fucking my dad, I hear my mom screaming, and my dad goes, no, you got to let this happen. Let this happen. It's going to be a lesson be learned here. So fucking, I'm tapping my sister's head up. She's crying. And it fucked me up when I heard her cry. That it hurt me so bad.
You hurt her in a way that made her cry in a way you didn't want to be responsible for.
And it fucked
like
me
up. Like, it hurts your soul.
Yeah, it
you
did.
You did that damage
it
to
it. It hit like a note in my soul that I felt the vibration through my bones. And I automatically just stopped. Mm-hmm. And I just put my hands up. I'm like, look, go for it. Don't hit me in the nuts or the fucking face. But here, have at it. And she got up and pieced me the fuck up. You know what I mean? But that, my dad was like, he had to understand what was going on, Pam. Like, he told my mom, he goes, Pam, look, he had to understand this shit.
This is why you're not a domestic abuser. because you learned beating on your sister
you can't beat on women.
Yeah.
Like, but, and you are one of the people I know that is the most angry towards any man that hurts a woman or any man that does...
Because I understand that soul hurting shit.
Well, you understand the position of power.
Exactly.
The position of I have more than you.
Yeah.
I have more power than you do. I can overpower you if I want to.
He was in the shoes of that motherfucker.
But he didn't... But he's expressed multiple times during this conversation that he didn't understand the level of strength that he possessed until some certain
point.
And so, like, you having a sister and having her make you mad enough to beat on her when y'all were young enough to, like, it's like, it's kind of okay. It's not okay, but it's as okay as it ever gets.
Yeah.
But you learned through the process of having that sister and fucking her up when she semi-deserved it.
Yeah.
And then realizing, like, I can't do this to people. Uh-huh. I don't, like, you don't want to hurt people that much.
Nah.
Just because you can.
Just because I can.
Right.
It's not right to do so.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like that on so many levels, but it's hard for people to learn.
Yeah, but so you got to go through those.
It's interesting to hear your, like, learning trials of learning.
Bro, I learned all this shit, like I said, growing up, like, during the fighting and shit, I'm like, okay, certain shit I can do, certain shit I can't do. I gotta learn how to control my shit, cause I can't go off for a motherfucker saying dumb shit to me. I gotta learn to deal with that shit. That's why I joke all the time with people.
Well, and that's why I do, because I don't like fighting.
I'd rather joke with you now. If I have to, I can still fuck a motherfucker up, which that's no problem. But I choose not to, especially now with the more responsibilities that
I
have.
Sure. You know, well, it's like hitting people, though. Like, over the course of my life, I haven't hit a lot of people, but I've hit some people. And half the time, probably more than half the time, when I've hit someone, I've been hitting someone that's a friend of mine where we're just playing.
Yeah.
But I've hurt them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, I feel the same way. I'm like, ah, man, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's like you go from, like, playful... Like, I've done that, where I've gone from playful to not playful, but didn't mean to be not playful.
Yeah.
Like, and that's part of why I don't trust myself. That's why I don't like to fight.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, I've hurt people I didn't mean to hurt.
Yeah, you don't mean to.
You know what I mean? Like,
Shit happens sometimes with some shit.
I think there's techniques, there's different ways you do stuff. So, like, if you throw a good punch and don't throw it that hard, but you throw a good punch and nail it.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, wow, that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Your technique was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you square up and hit a motherfucker in the kidney just playing, but you, like, hit that motherfucker, and they're like, oh, God. And they're like, they're having a hard time.
See, look.
Like, and you were just playing. That, I feel like I have had the same effect just playing with people throughout my life that you had when you weren't playing with them.
Yeah, but slap boxing was another thing that used to get motherfuckers fighting. But slap boxing kept your hands updated.
Well, I told you about the chicken fights and shit on the monkey bars.
Yeah.
Like, those cats, kids would be getting crazy.
Man, my cousin.
I never really did that. I think I did it once and was like, nah. Because I recognize, like...
I can get fucked up.
Yeah.
It's more than just...
Or you can fuck somebody else up.
It's
a lot more other shit. Like, I can actually nail somebody good with this shit, and it's going to fuck them up.
I feel like I'm fairly under control, but there's a part of me that I know that if I let myself get beyond...
Yeah.
Or I'm in my control... Like...
You black out. I've had them black out moments where I have like a bloodlust and just go at it.
Right. I don't want to get there.
Yeah.
And I've always been able to, like, recognize that potential. Like, if I'm not careful... I'm going to be like...
Shit can happen.
You know, I'm going to want to be hearing the crackling of bones and the splattering of blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a healthy place.
It's not, but that shit right there, that shit can trigger you to keep on going. Like, fucking... I remember one time I got into a good... It was a motherfucker that pissed Jen off. We was at Food Line. This motherfucker kept on fucking with her when we was working at Food Line. And she came to me. She's like, man, Mike, this motherfucker won't leave me alone. I said, I got you. So I'm telling this motherfucker, do yo, let her be. And he fucking kept on and kept on and kept on. And I fucking was like, nah, man. And then he started fucking with me with some shit. I was like, bro, you got chill with this. Like, I'm getting annoyed. And this motherfucker wants to spray me with, like, some fucking bleach or some shit. And that was it. I fucking threw this motherfucker in front of the freezer, and I lit his ribs up. But I hit him real good, and I heard him go, huh. And that smack, oh, that just triggered me to, like, oh, break all this shit. And I just, wah, 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 I just went in on this motherfucker. He dropped down, he's throwing up and all this shit. I left him alone. I said, motherfucker, I told you this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
A couple days later,
pick that milk up and put that shit back on the shelf.
He comes back in, right? He comes back into work. He's like, man, look what the fuck you did to me. It was like The Rock and fucking Walking the Line. All of this shit was just purple. I'm like, well, that's your fault, motherfucker. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
Like, my bad, but you know.
Well, it's like, I remember a kid was fucking with this girl I knew. And she was like the girlfriend of like a dude I knew.
Yeah.
They were just some friends. And she was like complaining, this guy's being a fucking whatever. And I was like, hey, quit fucking with her. And he swung at me. And I like ducked and he clipped the side of my head with his hand.
Yeah.
And I pushed him into like a group of chairs in which he lost his balance and fell into the chairs. And I was like, you know, like, fuck off, bro.
Yeah.
And like this teacher was like, hey, stop, y'all, stop. And like everything was whatever. But he came back the next day. He had a broken hand. Where he hit me upside the head.
There you go.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And he came at you wrong with it.
Like, it was just poor technique.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But if he had hit me with good technique,
I would have
done more than just fucking push him into the chairs.
Yeah.
And like, the chairs were there. I pushed him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't like, it wasn't like a plan. I wasn't like, ooh, look at those chairs. I can push him into the chairs.
Yeah, it was just like fucking that. They just happened to
be
there.
If they hadn't been there and he hadn't got into him and like completely lost, like, I lost the fire.
Yeah.
Because I was laughing at him. Because I pushed, because he didn't hurt me when he clipped my head.
But I was like,
oh, you really gonna swing at me? So I pushed him.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, they were like metal chairs, or maybe they were the plastic ones.
That were stacked
the plastic fold, the plastic ones that didn't fold that had like the mold to them.
With the metal legs.
And so he hit a group of those, and they started sliding, and he put his hands out, and then he fell into them.
And I was just like, fuck you, bro.
You ain't even
I've already embarrassed you.
Right.
You've already been embarrassed.
Right.
Now.
And then he had a cast on his hand for like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something.
Now when it gets cold, you're going to remember, goddamn, why am I shit? I got arthritis now.
But you know, the good thing about this, the difference between us, had I had more of you in me, I would have fucking beat his ass right there.
Yeah, right there. Still while he's on the ground.
Stomped him out. Yeah. I just fucked him up. And like, cause like a couple days later, you know, he comes in with this, you know, that might have been a Friday and I see him on Tuesday.
Right? Yeah.
And he's got a cast and see, I broke my hand on your head. And I was like, oh, sorry, dude. I didn't mean you to break your hand. You
know?
Like, it wasn't like, the animosity was not there. Like, I didn't dislike the guy. I couldn't tell you his name. I didn't have any real beef with him. But it goes back to you defending a girl.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to go. Because this was a girl I know. I think her name was Mandy. But like I couldn't tell you any more than that.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with people that can't defend themselves.
Exactly.
Like, nothing makes me more angry than that.
I used to do that with kids that were like, I remember the kid on the bus, they used to call him Booger Boy. Because fucking, the boy always picked his nose, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's kind of bringing it on yourself, though.
And motherfuckers used to fuck with this kid. I knew something was wrong with him. I knew he wasn't all the way right. And I was like, man, why y'all keep picking on him? You know what I mean? Like, that's just fucked up. Like, this dude doesn't do nothing to nobody. Yes, he picks his fucking nose. But, I mean, shit, you probably pick your nose at home. But, you know, the kid was always quiet and fucking, I mean, these kids would get on the bus and smack him in the head. That shit used to irk my fucking nerve. He used to piss me off so bad. So I was like, you know what? Let me see what happens if I sit with this kid. You know what I mean? I got on the bus and I sit next to him. He looks at me all scared like, why are you here? And I'm like, look, man. Like, what's your name?
With you, bro.
Like, I don't even know your name.
Hey, Booger, man. I'm not trying to, like, give you a hard time. I'm trying to humanize you. I'm not here for you. Yeah. I'm here for them.
Hey, yeah, basically. I was like, I want to see if these motherfuckers are going to fuck with you
I'm tired of them fucking with you, so I'm going to sit here, and if they fuck with you, I'm going to fuck them.
Yeah, because I'm asking them. I'm like, yo, man, do you like being called Booger Boy?
See, but you know what? That's funny because, like, I feel like you were a physical bully. And I was an intellectual bully.
Yeah.
Because, like, if somebody was fucking with someone that I didn't dislike but knew couldn't keep up, you know what I mean? Like, I will jump in.
I'm devil's advocate.
Yeah. I will snap back on you, even if I don't even give a fuck. I don't even know about you. I'm going to defend you, I'm going to take the pressure off of this fool that can't handle the heat.
Yeah, and have it come on me.
And like,
I can
you
take
go
it.
On and make fun of me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
let's go.
That's how it was.
I'm going to give you shit right back.
Because I'm like,
back.
Yo, y'all picking on this kid. I'm like, yo, man, what's your name? I remember the kid's name. That's why we get along, Mike. Yeah, I remember this kid's name.
We're different ends of the same bully spectrum.
The boy's name was Matt. His name was Matt. I said, so you know why they call you Booger Boy, right? He was like, yeah, but he goes, he said he couldn't stop. It was like a fucking thing that he did. He just,
I've got a compulsion to stick my finger in my nose.
Something like that.
But that's the real thing. You probably age out. You probably age out of that because at some point you're like, oh.
I did it again.
Like you're sitting there with Emma Watson and you're fingering your nose and you're like,
so
I'm like, shit.
Okay, so you can't stop. That's cool. I was like, so your name's Matt.
Who won't, though? I'll go dig out a fucking hard booger.
Oh, yeah, if I got to get that motherfucker,
I'm going to get up in there.
I get that motherfucker.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to go. I'm going to wash my hands afterwards, but I'm not going to be like, wipe it on my sleeve and leave it there like some fifth grader might.
But a good week later, people stopped fucking with him because I was sitting there. And then one day this motherfucker got on the bus. I wasn't sitting next to him and smacked him in the back of the head. I immediately went straight to this motherfucker and laid him down in the bus. I got suspended, but I was cool with that. Yeah, I mean, like, I gotta put a message out here for some motherfuckers. Sometimes you gotta deliver the message.
See, and you know what's funny? You delivered the physical message, and if I was on the bus, I'd have been talking shit the rest of the way.
That's why your dumbass got laid out.
Yo, because that's funny. My boy Jeff, right? Back in the day, my boy Jeff was so mad at this kid, Chris, because Chris narked him out about something.
Yeah.
It was like the middle of seventh grade. And at the last day, for like a week, Jeff was like, man, I'm gonna fuck Chris up, man. When I see that motherfucker, because he had like a little bit of a lisp, but he like bit his tongue a bit. He'd be like, man, when I see that motherfucker, I'm gonna fuck him up, yo. And I was like, get him, Jeff. Do your thing, bro. Do your thing. But I had last period with Chris. So I was sitting with Chris for like days. I was like, yo, dog, let me tell you something. And he's like, what? And I was like, when the shit happens, man, you gonna know what I was talking about. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I can't tell you, dog.
You get them, let me build the suspense.
I fucked with him for a week. And I said, look, let me just tell you something. If somebody tap you on your shoulder, don't turn around, just keep walking. And he was like, what are you talking about? I ain't worried about nothing. And sure enough, Jeff had been telling me for weeks, I'm gonna tap that motherfucker on the shoulder, and when he turn around, I'm gonna come from right back. I'm gonna look out! And he fucking cracked Chris upside the head, and Chris's ass, he Rocky mumbled into the wall, and then Chris, Jeff hit him a couple more times. And I remember I got on the bus because I forgot about him. This was the last day of school. I was gone. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm getting on the bus. I'm going home. And then Jeff went on the bus and I was like, oh, damn, I know what happened, man. I know exactly what happened. And sure enough, man, the next year, sure enough, dude, exactly what I said was going to happen is what happened. And I remember for like the next 2 years, because I went to the same school for however much time.
Yeah.
And, like the next 2 years, anytime I seen that dude, he was like, I'm going to listen if you ever tell me something. I'm gonna listen to you. I'm gonna watch my back. And I was like, so like I literally did the same thing.
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna let you fucking know. See, I needed a hype man back then for shit like that.
Oh, dude, we'd have had a problem if we were in the same school.
Oh, yeah, that'd have been no issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said,
reminiscing on shit. Real quick before we go, shout out to Cuz, rickety shit member Ace Bandicoot, man. He hit me up in the fucking DM, said he listened to the audiobook that I was talking about last week, The Creature from Jekyll Island. He fucking listened to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he hit me up about that shit. I was like, I'll be damned, this motherfucker really did tune in. All right, cool.
Hell yeah, man. Appreciate
our
Ace.
Fans out there, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. Apparently there's quite a few.
Yeah.
So we might get into that when we get back on Thursday. So anyway, with that said, thank you so much for listening.
Yep.
We encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes.
Like, share, subscribe, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Keep grinding on the shit that you're trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
If you want a copy of 1984, Brave New World, or Fahrenheit 451, holler at your boy. I can't email you an analog book, but can't nobody change the words that are on the page except for your ass. Holla at me. Nothing but love for you. We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Go.
Peace.
Until I learned a couple lessons, live a life and always stress. I had no answer to my questions. Started thinking about the poison I put up inside of my physical body. Came to the conclusion, live a healthy as a